You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the Relationship Engineers, Jim Golnick and Lisette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to 90 Day Soulmate with Lisette
and Jim.
Ninety Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Hello and welcome to Love Works with Lisette.
And Jim.
Tonight we're talking about a surprise topic.
Yes. A surprise.
It's a surprise topic. It's from the book, While Victoria Dreams, by Lisette Guevara.
And Jim Golnick.
A wonderful story that is based upon actual events. That's all we're going to talk about at the moment. But we're going right to chapter 19, where we're going to talk about dating scams.
Oh, that's interesting.
So when you go on, like when you are dating or when we are dating, and not when we were dating, but each of us were dating, you'll meet people or you'll start chatting with somebody, maybe online or a friend of a friend, and what they tell you may or may not be true. Sometimes you have to figure out how to spot the lie.
Yeah.
Right? So it's always be careful. Buyer beware.
Mm-hmm.
So dater beware. There are, and anyone who's on social media today will get, you know, hey, be my friend. And it will be somebody and they'll pretend to be somebody that they're not. The one that we just talked about the other week has nothing to do with dating. Has to do with cryptocurrency investing and the Forex investing.
Yeah, you receive a lot of text messages from LinkedIn or any other Facebook, Instagram.
This was Instagram. This was hey, friend me. And they have a profile of 20, 30 pictures, them at work with their family, eating out at a nice restaurant, making a presentation in front of a group. And it seems relatively real.
And professional.
It seems that way. So I had this little bit of texting back and forth, and I said, wow, sounds great. Can you tell me what company you work for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
great.
No, they did. They sent me the name of the company and the website. And you go to the website, and it's really, I mean, it's a fantastic website. Multi-pages. The first page goes on forever. It has a lot of great graphics. A lot of nice things you can click on and get the background of the company, what countries they are involved in. And while you're going through this, it's popping up where it's like a person from Indonesia takes out $10,000. So people are taking money out and putting money in, and there's little things showing up on the website. You want to know what the however is?
Yeah. I'm
looking at it and I'm going, but the website, no matter how good it looks graphically and how detailed it was, the way it was written was just, words were just not correct.
Mm-hmm.
Like they used it's with the apostrophe rather than it's without the apostrophe. And I'm like, okay, that's one mistake. But they started adding up more and more mistakes. And I'm going, the person who I'm talking to supposedly is from the UK. I'm assuming this is a UK website. But the more I go into it, the less professional it becomes from how the language is written.
Mm.
So I said to the person, I said, hey, great website. It looks fantastic. I think the opportunity's good. Can you tell me if the native language or this website comes from the UK or if it's a translated website?
No.
That was crick. Crick, crick. That was, you ask a specific question and they maybe think, okay, you're on to us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad in a way because this is the same thing that happens in dating.
Yeah. And we have some friend that sometimes send to me text message or picture and just you figure out immediately this is just like a scam.
So let's talk about a couple of them. There are a few in the book from the actual events of Victoria
Dreams
and Vincent. So this is a couple I'm going to talk about. So we call one the padded resume guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So here is a guy or a gal, it doesn't matter who has all this stuff that makes them seem so much better than all those other people out there. They've got a great job, they live in a good area, they go to a prestigious school.
Graduating Harvard?
No. Harvard. Yeah. This one went to Yale. So in this situation, the person sends a note and says, actually, let me just take a little note out of here that, yeah, it's true, I went to Yale University and has a degree in economics.
Mm-hmm.
However, they didn't get their degree from Yale University.
But he was there.
He was at Yale University. He actually worked delivering pizza at a local restaurant near Yale University, mm-hmm. and went to a community college and got his economics degree, but wanted to promote himself on the dating app as being, you know, the padded resume, you know, six-figure job. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's 4 figures plus 2 decimal points. I have a master's degree. Well, not really master's degree.
In some course and diploma that I make after my college.
But and the degrees and all this, these are less important than is the person truthful.
Yeah. You start to do a lot of light, and for just meet somebody, you figure out more. Some people like to lie.
They do. And let's talk about 90 Day Soulmate for a moment. In mm-hmm. here, we have a chapter and we talk about the frog and the princess, I believe. Frog and the princess, and the frog tries to get the princess to kiss him. And, you know, I'm going to be a prince. In many situations, let's call it that either person could be the frog, and they could either act like the prince or princess, meaning that initially when people date, they try to present themselves as being perfect for the other person, the least, they want to be the most attractive, right?
I call that promotion time.
Promotion time.
Yeah, it's when you try to show something that really you know are, but you want to impress the other person.
So let's split this between scammers who are just trying to scam,
mm-hmm.
and people who are trying to get it. Well, actually, maybe we have three here. Scammers scamming for money.
Mm-hmm.
Scammers scamming for light. Sex.
Yeah, for light. The people like to lie.
Well, but that's the third. Well, okay. So, but they're just trying to. They're cheating. Mm-hmm. They're cheating you to try to get you to have a relationship with them. And let's say they want to take advantage, and they have no intent of having a serious relationship. And then there are those who want to appear better than they are. And a lot of people fall into that third category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have one example.
Me?
Yeah. Yes. No. Years ago, I started to dating one guy, and then he pretend to be one is the degree. Also, he say, "Oh, I am engineer," and then because it's a company that I review audit, I figure out in the report he's no engineer. So I say, "Why he tried to do that? He want impress." Promotion time.
And all throughout our lives, we run into people like this. And years ago. Many years ago, before there was color in this world,
mm-hmm.
I worked at a health spa in the morning at 5 a.m. I would open up and it would be a gym and a racquetball club. And there was a gentleman who came in and he said, you know, he would tip every day. He'd give money to the help. He would, bring a change of clothes. He carried himself properly. And one day he's being very friendly with the staff, and he invites three of us out to dinner, a limo ride to New York City.
Wow.
Right? So this was great. New York City limo ride, Italian restaurant. He's paying for everything, tips everything. His story is that he is the son of some Middle Eastern royalty, and he's just, you know, trying to figure out what to do in the U.S. And he works at a bar because he likes talking to people. And he's a bartender.
He's the uncle of Anna. You remember that?
Anna. He's the uncle of Anna.
Okay.
But this is the interesting thing, is that most likable guy, nice guy, treating people well, tipping them, has this whole thing of he's royalty, and there's nothing that you would make you doubt it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going, oh, and especially how he's treating. Never ask for a dime from us.
No, to say kiss me. No.
None of that either. So
oh,
it wasn't looking for money, wasn't looking for sex. I'm like, oh, what the heck?
He won friends. Am I not? Yeah.
The point of this was, mm-hmm. is that we find out later that as a bartender, he was stealing money from the bar. And then he was spending money faster than he earned it, and to cover up for the stealing. So like if he earned $1,000 a week as a bartender, mm-hmm. he was spending maybe $3,000-$4,000 a week as this prince, as this son of the royal family of some country. Mm-hmm. That he was spending more than he was earning. And he used this story of being the son of some wealthy family mm-hmm. as the way that he could explain to people why he had a really fancy car, why he could take you in a limo to the city and pay for dinner. That it was an excuse to be able to steal money from the bar and spend it without people thinking, how is this guy spending more money than he earns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, finally it caught up with him.
And then you apply for multi-level...
Multi-level marketing.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. So, why I give that example is here's an example of somebody for months who has this and plays this role, fools everybody, and then at the end, it's all a scam.
Mm.
Multiple... And this was, okay, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It never ends. There's always those. One, maybe he wanted to spend the money and he needed an excuse. Maybe he actually enjoyed fooling people.
These people enjoy. I see a lot of psychology review talking about this. It's some kind of satisfaction.
Maybe he was a victim. Maybe he identified as a son of a very wealthy family and so he had to live that life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But the point is that people of all walks of life can lie and scam and cheat. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the politicians.
By the way. Okay, go back to the relationship.
Okay. So in relationships. So we have a few different. We have the scammer who just enjoys scamming or is trying to get money or sex, just, you know, use you, make you think one thing. And then as soon as you're involved in the relationship, all of a sudden they're with someone else and with someone else and with someone else. And now you feel terrible. The other one we have here is we call it the... This is the scam down under, which you have a story of this. And in the book, we talk about an Australian gentleman who is having a written correspondence, email, and phone calls with Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to tell that story a little bit?
Or should we do it? Go ahead.
So the relationship develops through, you know, online dating, a little bit of correspondence and email, where there's this gentleman...
Just to send some pictures.
Send a picture, a little bit foggy picture, mm-hmm. because, you know, the weather's very humid in Australia this time of year. And in the background is a small boy, which is his son.
Mm-hmm.
And so he identifies with Victoria because Victoria has a son as well, a young son. And so he plays into her emotions that, oh, I also have a son and I'm a single dad. And, mm-hmm. and... I want to come visit you, I want to come see you, and starts to make plans to do that. And there's more in the book, but generally speaking, it becomes a, could I have some financial help to make
moment,
that trip?
Yeah, some moment he said, oh, I need to go there, but I have problem with my credit card, so you can support me, I pay you when we're there. I say, okay,
so,
waiting.
So there's either a death in the family...
Yeah,
there's
the wife
passes away, he has the funeral expenses. But here are the general scenarios, and everyone's experienced those, but some people still steal. Some people steal, that's true. But some people still believe this.
And
it's the same scam over and over and over. And they're getting today, like I said about the one with the Forex and cryptocurrency trading, they're getting really good. I've gotten letters faxed to me at work that says I have a relative, or had because they passed away, over in Europe that has left some money to me, and please contact this lawyer. And they have the lawyer's name and they have the firm name. And then if you actually go online and look up that website, it's a law firm. It's a law firm, and there are five or six lawyers, and they've got multiple pages, and they have ways of contacting them, and they have the types of lawsuits and different legal things that they do. And they construct this whole website with phone numbers, with contacts, everything. And it's all to make, it's, what is that called? A con game. It's a confidence game. Yeah. They try to con you. And again, the scammers in dating are doing the same thing.
And also play with the feeling of the people. I have a one, also she's psychology, and she read this book almost 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And she contacted me and say, hey, I start to dating one guy online like that you did. But she showed me the conversation. I said, you have some kind of the sky when you see the video of the guy? No. You have one. No, he just want to keep, and she have like the 3 months every night doing chat with the guy. So I say, you have 3 months and this kind of play is your time. And but this is the time that the scan using for attract the feeling,
right,
the person. So when I start to show some kind of the question, they make a, hey, you see the face, hey, you went to the Facebook family, how many friends have in Facebook? So when you see the account and she show me, it's not a friend, it's a two-person relating, and that is weird.
Or the opposite, they have like 100 friends, and in my case, it would be a woman having 100 guy friends that they're all guys. It's like, why does this woman have all guy friends my age and she's 28? No, I don't really think she wants to friend me. I think this is, a scam.
And then when I try to explain that maybe it's a scam, she don't want to believe. She said, come on, no, broke my heart. I prefer that you broke the heart right now versus that you keep going, waste your time in this conversation.
We had this conversation, and I don't know if this is the same person or not, but of the person who wanted to believe. They want to believe the story, and they, because it's like a romance novel. It's like their own mini drama series that they're part of. And if they believe it, they have an emotionally fulfilling portion of their life that in absence of that, they'd be lonely, they'd be sad. But this gives them hope, even though if they really logically thought about it, the whole relationship would be destroyed. It would go away. It's kind of like, what is that? Like putting garlic in front of Dracula.
But also we need to balance, because you need to believe in love. You need to believe that something good can happen in your life.
Because sure.
If you are so skeptical and don't believe nothing, maybe you don't have to read this book, because this book has some kind of belief, but you have to balance beliefs versus the real evidence. So it's a mixing.
So let me ask, is it so easy to meet people online or through the internet or social media, and it's more difficult to go out? It's more difficult to say, okay, I'm going to get involved in church. I'm going to get involved in tennis. I'm going to get involved in farming. Mm-hmm. Something where there's a community of people who do something. It's an active community. It's just not this made up, emotional filled language of love going back and forth through some kind of dating app, that it's actually meet people who like to do the same things you do. Mm-hmm. But it's work.
Yeah, so it's on computer software. They also, if you feel well, for you, for me,
right,
you can have some kind of match and compatible between two person, versus that you go to the bar and you start to talk with some guy.
That's true.
the compatible, you have to spend maybe hours talking or week to dating to figure out this guy is not compatible.
Or you just got to follow them for weeks to see what they do in order to see if you're compatible. No, don't do that.
Okay.
But the point is if you like going to bars, like if that's something you enjoy and watching sports on the bar, and you go every week to do that, and there are other people there that are doing the same thing, maybe they're compatible in those areas.
Yeah.
If you like dancing and you go dancing every week, and you like a certain type of music, and you go and you see people there and you start meeting them, if you join a group of dance lessons of a certain style that you like, and you see people that are there weekly, after, maybe it's not them that you're compatible with, but maybe they have friends that you're compatible with.
Yeah.
But it takes effort.
And time. So I guess the technology helps a little bit, but also you have the other problem is maybe the scan can be in this process.
There, it can be. And we'll be back with more scamming, dating, and the heartaches of these con artists after this message.
Ninety Day Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette
and Jim.
Tonight we're talking about scams and con artists and dating the way sometimes gets us into trouble, causes us to have heartache, causes our hearts to break, causes us to spend money, causes us to spend unnecessary time going down the wrong path. And you know, everyone knows that there are people out there trying to take advantage.
Not everybody, but some.
Not everyone. Well, and I think it's the more we focus, it's so easy to just keep flipping through social media and interacting with people online in a way that is so, you feel it's emotionally connecting because you can get like immediate response. You can send a question, get an answer. And if you were to try to do that maybe in the real world, you only see somebody once a week at some function. And it's not like an ongoing, everyday thing. So the rate of feedback and the colors and how... Look at all the pictures and filters we can put online.
Yeah, and also talk, use a video conference. So no wasting a lot of time testing because you may be behind this. It's different person, the picture they have in the profile.
Yes.
So go directly... to, hey, we can call, we can video camera in any Zoom or team. And that's it, because why you need to invest more time in something if you can see the person behind.
So you're talking about then solutions to help avoid scammers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is go to an actual video chat. Make sure they are looking like the person they have in their pictures.
Yeah, no, so I remember the other day somebody wanna have business with me. And she wanna do appointment. I say okay. So I send the link for team, and she said, no, we just do call phone. We wanna have a video camera. And I said, okay, I don't wanna have meeting because I really wanna see who is the person behind the phone.
Are they in a company? Are they calling from their home? Are they? Mm-hmm. Do they you actually wanna
more.
Be seen?
You can read more the person when you see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you wanted to see me? Relatively soon during our dating process?
Yeah, I hope.
So we did meet, and as many people will know, is we met online. Mm-hmm. We met on one of those, I'll throw a few out there, Match.com, Plenty of Fish, Cupid, whatever these are. There's something.
20
Cupid.
Years ago.
20 years ago, before the internet. Yeah, the internet was a bulletin board at the back of the coffee shop. That wasn't 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was
the day after they invented the computer. We were... Mm-hmm. Dating online. And it wasn't online in the supermarket. But what's another scam? And I want to talk about another one. So we're talking about ways of avoiding them. Oh, the potential psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Learn very quickly. If you feel uncomfortable, don't go, oh, I'm going to see how this plays out. If you feel uncomfortable in a situation, if somebody uses strange language or makes a couple of comments that are either off color in a way that you don't approve of, or a little bit more violent, or they t- take that immediately. If somebody drops that kind of information early on in a meeting, it's probably far worse what they would do when they're not as controlled.
Yeah.
So learn very quickly. So this is one about, you know, let me walk you to your car. It's like, mm-hmm. I just met you. I don't want to walk to my car with you. I'm going to meet you. Meeting in a public place.
Yeah, no, so I have a real history when I tried to date one guy. Also, he coming from other country to Venezuela. And the point is he in Caracas. I asked to my friend, say, why we not go? Because also we have to go to drop somebody in the airport.
Okay.
So we are four women in the car.
Yeah.
So we, the four, go to the restaurant together.
Yes.
Meet the guy and then say, okay, I stay here. You go dropping one to the airport and pick me up after that because I don't know who is the guy. And then I read that he was a little child. He said, you have a guard, people take care of you? He said, yes. I be open, transparent, and then we figured out that we know much.
Okay. I thought he was going to, like, he went to the bathroom and never came back.
I put something in the drink, and I don't know what happened
with him. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, but yeah. The point is, you be also when you are so open and transparent, they say, I don't know who you are. I come in with friend because who?
Wow.
You, and the guy say, it's right. So you have your precaution. What is it called? Like that you prevent.
Precaution.
Yeah. So you prevent anything happen. We talk and then my friend coming back 2 or 3 hours later. So she tells me, says it's okay. I leave and I say goodbye.
So yeah. So some of the precautions are: do you know the person? Do you know somebody they know? Like, is there somebody who can vouch for them? Like, if you were going to apply for a job, you'd need some references, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask that person for references? Mm-hmm. Is it sometimes being introduced to somebody that somebody else knows? It doesn't stop there from being a problem. But you have a little bit more.
One chick safety. Less, yeah, safe.
The other which is. Go from doing something in writing or text to something in video early on, very quickly. See if they're a real person. Mm-hmm. But beyond that is you can go, let's meet in public, in a big public area. Also, before you do that, figure out, you know, who they know, that if they have a Facebook or LinkedIn or Instagram account, that you see that they have actual friends. And those friends are actually from the same area that they live, and they're just not all in India, Indonesia,
Australia.
That the friends are local, and they're a variety of friends. So what are you looking for? You're looking for siblings, right? So they have family that they're mm-hmm. friends with. Mm-hmm. They have no family they're friends with, or they're only friends with women your age or men your age. And they don't have friends their own age.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that should trigger. This isn't a real person. Mm-hmm. Family, friends, people who live in the local area that are their friends. And you can always go, you know, some of these Instagram things allow you to click on a profile and see somebody who they're following and then who's following them. And then you see where they're from. And again, yeah. It takes investigation. Unfortunately, Or we have the ability. Fortunately, we have the ability to do this research today.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, people also have that ability, so they can go and look for people to be victims.
Mm-hmm.
But how people are identifying victims, we should be able to identify real people. And we don't want to make dating scary, but we want to make sure and present it as safe because we think the internet and being able to meet people through social media opens up the dating world to a lot more people who potentially match you much better.
Mm-hmm.
The scary part, though, is when they match you really well, but only every time they talk to you. Like, there's no actual record of them having all those matches, but when they're talking to you is, oh, yes, I like country music, too. Oh, I like line dancing. And then you hear them, what's line dancing?
Yeah.
You know, that if they can find out your background, they can then match you by looking at your background. You don't want someone who matches you by looking at your background and feeds back basically your profile to you, but you want somebody who has that profile already, and your profile and their profile are very similar. You have similar things you like.
Yeah, and also go back to the, you classify three types of the scam people, but the last one maybe is not a scam, is the person that is not authentic. And the way when you dating this kind of person is you need to really memorize some information. So for me, when I added, I said, okay, this is contradiction. He says something here, and now say other history different about the same topic. So when you start to catch this, and this is the idea for you dating, is that you know more the person, and if you see some kind of the contradiction or no good, keeping the same history in the same way, is when you have to decide, okay, hold on, what do we have to do?
So if someone lies to you, should you stop dating them?
Yeah. Oh, I ask why, try to go more deep, but this is a red flag for me, so...
So when we met, if I said I was 39, but I was really 42, would you say, why did you say you were 39?
I asked to you, yeah.
When I was 25. I'm 25, and I was actually 45, but I look 25.
Yeah, but this is some kind of lie that for me is not smart, because it's when you if you go to one relationship and you show some kind of idea, it's like, why you did that? So and then it's because the person just wanna date it 1 week or 2 weeks.
I'm 6 foot tall. You're 5 foot eight. Come on, Tom Cruise. You're not 6 foot tall. We just watched the second Top Gun last night, and we think it was a pretty good movie. So we're doing movie reviews right now. Were there any scammers in Top Gun?
You said a small car with a small woman, so everybody looks huge.
Yeah. The camera has to be at 3 foot, so he's but the point of that isn't to... we have this Tom Cruise thing. We'll talk about it at some point in time, but not right now. That... people can be big in stature and yet be small or big people. It's how they carry themselves. Like, oh, this person looks taller, they carry themselves a certain way. That's part of how you come across. And is that authentic or not? Is that how you really are? The frog and princess story, again, from 90 Day Soulmate, is that when people start dating, princesses will think frogs are princes because, one, they want them to be, and two, the frog will act like a prince during the beginning of the dating process. And again, it doesn't matter if it's male or female, that people tend to be on their best behavior when they're single and trying to become dating.
Yeah, and also I remember that we wrote one article about what happened when you marry the prince. Mm. So the prince dressing is almost like the metaphor, you know, the prince dressing and not the suit or elegant with stuff. Is now he's in pajamas, she also is in pajamas. Sure. He not shaved. She know take care of the hair. No brush your teeth. So and then you have a 2-3 year with the prince become a frog again in your house because you don't take care of yourself to show who you are in the beginning, you know?
So you brought up something. You said you said metamorphosis, right?
No, I said metaphor.
Metaphor?
Metaphor, yeah.
Okay. Metamorphosis. Let's talk about metamorphosis.
It's metamorphosis at the same time.
So we think of metamorphosis of a caterpillar going in a cocoon and becoming a butterfly. Mm-hmm. This is the opposite. This is somebody who comes out as a butterfly.
It's a cycle. Go to the beautiful, to promotion, and then
promotion, and then you get to the house, and you go to bed, and you take your wings off, and you climb inside your cocoon, and you wake up, and you're eating leaves, and you're like, "Wow, what?"
And all is gooey.
What happened? Oh, silk, a lot of silk. I'm a silkworm. That's what I am. But you said you were a butterfly. But the point of this is that many people want to present their best self. And there is a there's part where someone wants to present their best self, but they're really lying rather than they're somewhat like that, but they're just trying to emphasize this. So it's trying to get to the real person as soon as possible.
Yeah. And the other history that I hear, I like the somebody is start to dating a guy and then they way to the restaurant and she is dropping something they have in the hand. Oh, the guy coming, oh, you are so silly, you are this. And then she almost failed. Oh, but you're not awake, so what is your problem? So he has some kind of aggressive comment to her, and she feel uncomfortable. So it say, she's belief, and the guy say, oh, but you are so delicate person, yes. You know.
So defensive.
Yeah, so why you not talk that? So it's almost what kind of language you want to have. If you agree the treatment is like that, you keep going. But if it's this different kind of software, it's not compatible. So you know, can't keep going with somebody like that.
Oh, I got that, and I remember you talking about that story. And then I want to know, because you hear the one side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't know the other. Yeah.
One side of the story says the guy is making comments that are inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
The other side of the story is the guy's trying to joke with her. She's actually laughing back, and he's thinking he's being funny because she's giving signs that she's appreciating him, although internally or later on she's like, oh, he was so mean to me.
Yeah.
It's like,
so, and then the topic choice, maybe he told her that maybe you have low self-esteem because I just want to be fun. And then it maybe it's true. So who knows? It's so complicated.
Right. And yeah. You remember the story of the donut holes? Dunkin' Donut, the donut holes. This is with somebody I was dating at one point in my life. We had these donut holes in the car. We had some coffee. We're driving on a long trip. And I open the donut holes and I go, oh, how many of these did you have? Like, I thought they may have packed less in the box than, like, did you have? And her response immediately was, are you calling me fat? And I'm like, no, I know some people who eat a lot who are the thinnest people. It had nothing to do with that. It's just like, were we shortchanged donut holes? I love donut holes.
And then she coffee. Have a little...
She had powdered sugar powder everywhere.
You say
she's
not
rolling
touching.
In sugar powder. I'm like, I didn't have a single one.
Yeah.
They're holes, so very wholesome.
Yeah, wholesome.
Yeah. And since they're the holes of the donut, there's no calories. So.
Yeah, but this is a line between self-esteem, communication, and this is other show that we talked the other time about how you can be more transparent and yours. Way how you deliver some message.
Yeah. That is true. I'm looking through here because I want to see anything else in that chapter that chapter where you talked about the scammers is called Firm Steps with Heels or Firm Step with Heels. It's from the 32 chapter book While Victoria Dreams. It's a fun book which is both based on actual events in Victoria and Vincent's lives. That this book is the resultant romantic comedic novel that took place because of 90 Day Soulmate. The method and way that Lizette was able to find her soulmate, me, Jim, and this is our story.
Yeah.
I will say it is a little bit fictionalized, but it's mostly all based on actual events.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, friends of mine and friends of Lizette will know who they are when they read this book.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, the people really say, oh my God, I see you in every chapter when you did this, you did this. So the people see our personality really in the book.
So that all being said, everything we said about scammers and con artists and all that we still were able to meet through social media and through not knowing each other and not having any friends in common.
And not speak the same language, by the way.
not speak the same language.
That's the good part.
Another story for maybe when we come back after this message. But the point is that all the warnings we're giving is it is still absolutely possible to find your soulmate, someone who fits you perfectly, like Lizette and I have found each other. Aw. And we'll be back right after this message for our final chapter on scams, cons, and those things you want to make sure you avoid in your dating life.
Soulmate is brought to you by 90 Day Solutions.
Welcome back to 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Tonight we were talking about scammers, con artists, those people you need to avoid and watch out for in your everyday life as well as in your relationship life. We were talking about a chapter from the book While Victoria Dreams, the chapter called Firm Step with Heels, which starts off with a couple of dating experiences that Victoria has with the padded resume guy who makes up a lot of his background and resume to make him seem bigger and more boastful than he really should be. The scam down under, the Australian gentleman with son, actually, should I say, the person who said he was Australian, who knows, right?
Yeah, never see nothing.
And then lastly, the potential psychopath. We really didn't talk about that story much at all, but it was a way that we brought in watch yourselves, watch out, and it gave us the reason we said it is always good to have references, even if they're not actual physical references on paper with phone numbers. It's be able to reference somebody's social media accounts, see who they're friends with, see that their friends are friends with your friends. They may be from the similar area as that person, that makes sure their social media accounts have friends and family, that there's a variety of ages in there, that they're not all from some other country.
It depends, because some people want to looking for move to other country, maybe dating people from other countries. So they cut the risk. Come on.
If they're from another country, then their social media contacts should be related to where they're from, should be related to friends and family and a greater group, and should be focused around their interests. When they're not, and again, if all their social media contacts are similar people to you. Again, if all their social media contacts are 40 to 60 year old men and they're a 30 year old woman, I think there's something a little fishy there. A little catfishy there.
Yeah.
That could be it. Or the other way around is, you know, if there's a 40 year old man with a single father with a four-year-old child, and all their contacts happen to be women between the age of 30 and 50 who are single moms, maybe there's something going on there. Unless you all belong to the same group, single parent group.
Yeah.
Now, if you're part of a single parent group, then it's okay. Then it makes sense because you're meeting people who are also single parents. But why not join a single parent group in your area or your greater area? Because then at least someone's from your area. They'll know people you know. They'll have family and friends also in that same area. They'll know some of the same stores and some of the same schools and shops that you know. And it's a little bit easier than going, I'm gonna travel to, we live in New Jersey, I'm gonna travel to Texas, because that's where this person is I met online. Now, that may work out, and we've heard that work out for people.
Yeah.
It is very special, and you have to be a real match for that person in order for that to work out. That to put in the effort of long-distance relationship on emails back and forth and chats going on.
And some people like that. So some people want to have
a
distant relationship for for seeing the weekend or maybe every 2 weeks.
Like I don't have to see this person every day, but I really enjoy seeing them once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then we both have agreement and go ahead.
It's like a fantasy vacation. Mm-hmm. Like we can have a date, we can have romance, we can be together, and then we can focus on our work for the other time.
Yeah.
It's like you and me when we work and then we see each other on the weekend sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes. Sometimes like that. So, to end tonight's show, we reviewed the things to be careful about. We also talked about the people who are the princes and the princesses and revert back to frogs, revert back to their true personality. And what we want for you to be is to be your true personality all the time.
At the beginning,
and meet people with their true personalities. And sometimes you see true personalities when they are with their family, when they're with their friends, when they're doing the things that they enjoy doing, you see how they are in their environment. When you see somebody that you don't know any of their friends or family, you don't know any of their hobbies, but you go out with them on a date and you meet at a restaurant or a coffee shop or on a hike, and now you're in a separate environment, they can be however they want to be to present themselves in that environment, so can you, and then you don't actually know who you're dating yet. Mm-hmm. So as quickly as you can, we talked about this on social media, again, try to get real video, try to see real faces, try to do a little bit of investigation. I don't want to use the word investigation.
Research.
Do some research on who the person is, what they like, who their friends are, where they're from. Get an idea of that.
And also pay attention when you talk, because you can catch information and not be blamed like, I not listened well. Maybe he was confused or she was confused. Ask the question. So say it again. What do you say?
Why do scams work? Why do scams work? That's what I want to know, is why do these people, like the one guy, the single guy who would go around claiming that he was this wealthy son of a jeweler, can't even say it, jeweler, and he was wealthy, he'd get women to go on private planes with him, and all of a sudden the women are giving him $30,000 and $40,000, and he's scamming them. And people want to believe that.
Yeah.
They want that. They want to believe that that person really is a prince, although they're a frog. Scammers know that. They'll take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. They'll take advantage of you. They'll take advantage of me. They'll take advantage of Lizette if we let them. Be strong. Do your research. Mm-hmm. Stay close to home. And if you have the opportunity to travel abroad safely, enjoy that as well. But what we want is we want you to find the happiness with your present relationship or your future relationship in the most safe, sane, and comfortable way.
And when you found, you're looking in the basement like they did with him, so in this way he can escape.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, that is 90 Day Soulmate with Lizette.
And Jim.
Thank you for today, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to 90 Day Soulmate with the relationship engineers, Jim Golnick and Lizette Guevara, only on LA Talk Radio.